Blog Talk Radio.
Made that walk to meet Jesus, she was healed.
And we're talking about divine healing tonight. Body, mind, soul. We've been talking down. Some people called me about that they couldn't go outside of the house. It was so hot. A lady called me from Las Vegas. Said, "Bitch, did I make a mistake moving to Las Vegas? If God cares you at that place, he wants you to do something special for you." I'm praying for you and you tonight. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. There's no sickness on earth that God cannot heal. And when you go through something, maybe tell somebody you've been sick. Maybe tell somebody you've been down. If you tell somebody, but God lifted me up. And I want to tell you tonight, God would lift you up out of the monkey mud. God, I want to say, Deborah Ann, who lost her nephew, a niece. I'm praying for you, Deborah Ann, right there in Monroe, who lost a loved one. I just heard about it. But I'm praying for you that you might be able to. And you know, and so many people called me and said they were sick, they was down. And sometimes when you at your down, you got to pray for somebody else to get up. So I'm saying divine healing means directly coming from God. So I want to reach out tonight for divine healing. God to touch you in a special way, miles away, Pearl, and we don't understand, Mary, what's happening. It's been some things, been up and down. I just wanted to know if y'all been picking up different things. And I wanted God to give you an understanding on some things that's going on. God got what you need, and God is a keeper.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together like this. That's it. We're gonna have.
Now, whatever you need, God got what you need, and whatever you want, you gotta put your hands together. Put your mind together. God is still in the healing business. Now, if you got a testimony, let me see. Do anybody have a testimony tonight before I get started? Sometimes you hold back on your testimony. And sometimes you Do you have a testimony? Testimony. 21:21. You have a testimony. Let me go. 83:81-38. Let me see. Do you have a testimony?
30. Your phone is breaking up. Can't hardly hear you.
Okay, I'll scream that out. Sometimes, you know, we've been had a loss of storms. And them storms sometimes can't go in and out. You can hardly hear, you know, and sometimes it cut off.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together like this. That's it, we're gonna have good old church. Can I hear the guitar? The guitar, please, come on. A little bass, please. We'll be right back.
God is your everything, and we divine healing tonight. And what that really means that you let go and let God. And I would pray for the lost they love. But I want to let you know, God will work it out.
Where do I go when there's nobody else to turn to? Who do I talk to when nobody wants to listen? Who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable?
Because some of us need to go to the rock. And I'm talking about you, somebody. You're going all the way to God. God killed me, God delivered me, and we're walking by faith. I'm going to play that again for some of the people. Sometimes you got to know the lady said she was so sick that she thought she was going to die. And I was too bad. Like sometimes, have your sickness, Jerry. You got to pray for people. In spite of what's going on with them, Mary, you got to hold them up. Because God gave you a job. And a job to reach out and help somebody.
Do I go when there's nobody else to turn to? Who do I talk to when nobody wants to listen? Who do I lean on
one facing incredible obstacles in your life. I want you to lean on God and trust His flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen Him do it.
I have no doubt my God can do the impossible.
There's nothing impossible for God.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it.
I've seen Him do it.
He can turn the mess you're in to an awesome miracle. Yes, He can.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it. So whatever problem you've got, just let it go and give it to God.
He'll work it out.
Do I know what God can do?
I've seen Him do it. I've seen Him do it.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
I've lived long enough to see God do phenomenal things. Oh, yes, I have. I've seen God give people supernatural strength when they didn't know how they were going to make it. I've seen Him use the most unlikely people to do incredible things. So I wrote this verse for those of you that are less than perfect. Listen.
When your life has gone astray, you preserve and cover you with His grace. That's how God works.
That's how God works.
I've seen Him do it.
And this is what I like about God.
Then He'll erase your past.
If you repent,
so people can
erase your past.
Thank you. whenever you pray, just let him have his way.
For favor. all is gleaming. In
thank you. eagle bird.
Yes, he is.
You don't hear me. The eagle is a regal bird. And by regal, I mean kingly, royal. Royal. And in this way, the eagle symbolizes God, because God is not just a king.
No.
He is the king. And I'm glad it's that way, because kings and rulers got to have somebody over them, and they've got to be accountable to somebody. So in this way, the eagle symbolizes God in his regalness. And then in the next place, the eagle is strong. Is strong. It is said that the eagle can fly along, look down, and see a young lamb or a young animal grazing in a meadow by a mountainside, and swoop down upon that unsuspecting lamb or animal and grab him in the strength of his paws or feet and fly away to yonder's cleft and devour him. He's just that strong. God is strong. You don't hear me. God is strong. Somebody said that he upholds and undergirds the universe. Somebody said that this planet that we live on called Earth, we know by now that it is not built upon a platform. It doesn't have anything holding up that's visible. But it is held in place by two countering forces called centrifugal and centripetal forces. And they balance each other. You don't hear me. All they are talking about when they say that is just talking about how strong God is. Huh? So strong that somebody called him a leaning post in Zion that millions could lean on and be substantiated and be secure. And somebody called him a city of refuge. And then they called him a fortress. Now you know that's talking about strong, isn't it? So in that way, the eagle symbolizes God. Then, you see, the eagle is swift. Swift. It is said that the eagle can fly with such swiftness that his wings can be heard roaring in the air. And at the approach of a storm, he can zoom up above the storm and get out of the fury of the storm. Well, in that way, the eagle symbolizes God. For God, you see, is swift. You don't hear me? He's swift. Well, I could tell you many, many instances of his swiftness, but I'll just tell you about one. One day down in Babylon, three Hebrew boys got in trouble. They got in trouble with the king because they would not recognize and respect the ceremony dedicating a new god. Somewhere in their history, in their cultural background, they had something which said, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." And they wouldn't buy. And by the time that they had made it clear that they wouldn't buy and were sentenced to a fiery furnace, God was so swift. He was there before they could get him from court to the furnace and was walking around in the furnace, air conditioning the fire furnace so that it didn't send a hair on their head. Oh, he's swift. Huh? He's swift. I believe that he's so swift. Sometimes he will hear you and answer you before you get through answering him. Before you get through asking him, the answer is already there. Peter had that experience along with the Christians one time when he was in jail. He swear. And I'll tell you another thing about the eagle. The eagle, it is that builds her nest in a peculiar way. It is said that the eagle builds a nest in a kind of a huge fashion to fit her own anatomy and that of her young. But basically, the nest is rather crude and rough. But then as that nest graduates toward a finish, it is said that the material becomes finer and finer and finally soft and downy like cotton. So that the little eaglets can be comfortable in the nest. But when those eaglets have grown up and ought to be out scuffling for themselves, that parent eagle push them out of the nest, take them upon her back, fly out into the blue yonder, and when they are unsuspecting, she dives from beneath them and leave them flopping their little wings trying to stay aloft. It is said that she circles around above them and watch them while they struggle. And she knows when they have become exhausted. She knows when they can't stay aloft any longer. And when they are about to go down, she dives beneath them and catches them on her back. I think God does us like us. God does us like that sometimes. I believe that sometimes we find ourselves in the comfortable nest of circumstances, luxury or security or both, and we get